With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
G1 drawing for the Kamado Joe. All proceeds going to the Lebonner Children's Hospital. June 1st from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Outdoor living by Memphis Pool. 468 Highway 72, Collierville.
Better weather means better barbecues. That's why your Academy Sports and Outdoors in Collierville, Olive Branch, and Wolf Chase are helping you get ready for grilling season with Barbecue Academy. Starting at noon on Saturday, May 25th, learn the best techniques from professional pitmasters on how to make your meals taste amazing on the grill, regardless of what type of grill you use. Enjoy delicious samples. Plus, find exclusive savings on your barbecue essentials with hot deals on gas grills, smokers, griddles, and more. Academy Sports and Outdoors, your outdoor cooking headquarters.
Hey guys, time to get ready for summer. Now, if you've done your part at the gym, it's time to let University Plastic Surgery Group help you with that little extra push. It's called Cool Sculpting. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. University Plastic Surgery Group can help you achieve your workout goals because they're going to target the trouble areas. It's a 45 to 60 minute procedure. You can do it on your lunch hour. Keep your edge at work and look good this summer. Call 350-4858 or visit utuniversityplasticsurgeons.com. Today.
Data message rates apply. National contest.
It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. and right now.
Noon hour code word is motor, M-O-T-O-R. You can text motor to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. You have until 1 o'clock to do it. Grab your cell phone and text the word motor, M-O-T-O-R, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Text motor to 72881. 1 o'clock, next code word.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Yeah, yeah. If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available. For you to see. I'm about to.
Our man Howie and the good folks over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, they know their diamonds. They're obsessed with them. And right now, Robert Irwin Jewelers is running a diamond bridal sale, making this week the perfect time to shop for engagement rings and wedding bands. So you'll be able to save 20 to 40% off all engagement rings and wedding bands. That includes True Promise, Fairy Tale, Limited Edition, Lashbrook, I Do, Made to Order, Meant to Last, and To Be Loved. And you can even create your own ring. Pick a setting from one of the many in stock, or bring a picture and have Robert Irwin Jewelers make it from scratch. Lots of options out at RIJ.
What you don't have to worry about is anything, really, because Howie's going to put it all together for you. You get the best guarantee in the business, too. 365-day return policy on that made-to-order engagement ring. And listen, you've got other options, man. Options I didn't have when I bought my engagement ring. Thanks a lot, Howie. Wish you'd been doing this earlier. It's science. Artisan Lab created diamonds. They're real diamonds. They're created in a lab. They are not mined from the earth, which means they are conflict-free. That's a good thing. And they're real. Science. Most importantly, to you, men, they're 25 to 30% less expensive than the mined diamonds. And to the woman, they're bigger and brighter, and they're going to like it. And so you'll be in good stead. 12 months with deferred interest or up to 60 months to pay for a bigger, brighter diamond. You check out Robert Irwin Jewelers. Howie got you covered at 4 locally owned locations or online at rijewelers.com. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Every day about this time we do the rundown. Why don't we do it, BC?
Now, it's the rundown presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Y'all know how I am about getting out in public when it comes to the, Beale Street Music Festival, all that kind of stuff. I got to weigh the little 5-year-old. Can I take him not do all that stuff? So, and for the most part, we've heard John's stories of falling at the barbecue fest, and he's been all over it. And did you go to Music Fest?
I did. I went to Cardi B.
He hit Cardi B. We knew that. He told that story. So we've heard of all of John's.
Never doing Music Fest again.
We've heard of all John's Memphis and May stories. I think I'm going to get involved this weekend, John.
Really?
Now. And not just because this weekend's free.
Oh.
You understand me?
Certainly not.
Excited.
But I'm telling you right now, I like what I'm reading from Bob Merrill with the Commercial Appeal about Celebrate Memphis, the extravaganza going on tomorrow downtown. John Martin, it's, you know the part I like best? Family-friendly event. Listen, should be fun. All of Memphis out there. We're celebrating, obviously, Memphis' bicentennial.
Yes.
And it won't just be concerts, that kind of thing. And they'll have, you know, Al Capone will be out there. John, I know you love Lucero.
Yes, mm-hmm. I sure do.
I know you love Lucero. Anybody else?
I think that's Gary.
Gary?
Gary loves Lucero.
Okay.
Yeah, not me.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Not at all.
Well, I'm sorry to put that on you then.
Yeah.
That one's more Gary Parrish's style. Either way, I think CJ will have a good time because they're promising, John, I don't know if you're aware of this, the biggest fireworks display ever.
Now, ever? I'm assuming the biggest fireworks display ever?
That this city has ever seen.
Really?
You understand that? And I think CJ would like it. My point, it all starts, I think, tomorrow about 3 o'clock.
Now, you know fireworks are expensive.
Downtown's going to be lit.
Fireworks
and I think your boy will be down there with the family.
Fireworks are expensive, and we have a lot of problems in this community.
I think a lot of Memphis is going to be down here for this.
So do you think it's the wisest investment?
I'm sorry?
Fireworks. It truly is the biggest firework display we've ever seen. Do you think it's the wisest investment?
We know they're going to pull it off safely.
I'm not worried about the safety.
This ain't going on in backyards and
cul-de-sacs. I'm talking about you have to purchase the fireworks. Those cost money. You know, we could have applied those funds elsewhere is what I'm saying.
Dude, what are you talking about?
I'm saying we could have applied the funds that we used to buy the fireworks
and
elsewhere.
And what would be better than that big, greatest fireworks show that you would have used those funds on, John?
Top Golf.
You, I'm hearing this on every show you're on now, and now you're pulling it back on my show, bro. You're not getting the Top Golf. All right?
Well, that's a mistake.
It's going to be a different kind of thing.
And that,
that's not apparently not Top Golf.
And that, but that holds us. Do you realize that holds us back as a city?
I'm just kind of sick of your that you feel that this is needed here. We've got a lot of fun things, Don. You been down to soccer yet? 901 FC.
Yep.
All right.
I have.
What else you need? You got Redbirds in action.
Okay. So all I need is the Redbirds and Memphis 901 FC. Huh?
I'm just saying, there's plenty to do this summer.
What else?
Lot.
What else?
I'm gonna be out there.
Well, out where?
Just out and about.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's the point. It's like when you're.
I mean, it's sort of, you know, I'm going to get to the soccer.
When you're sitting around on a random Saturday night, you know, and you're like, okay, like, what are we going to do? What's the obvious?
Once again, you're making this segment all about you and trying, and now you're dogging out what should be a fantastic celebration. Yes, you have. You've hijacked this segment and you've made it about you and getting in your Top Golf.
Bro.
I'm talking about the Memphis' 200th birthday.
Yes.
And how we'll all be out there tomorrow as one people, and all you want to talk about is John Martin.
No, do you think I'm the only person who's listening right now, the only person in Memphis who wants a Top Golf?
No.
Well, okay, this is not about
but
me.
But why you insert that here is ridiculous.
Because we're not using our money wisely as a city if we're promising the greatest fireworks display ever.
I'm talking about family-friendly fun tomorrow for free. Which one you think CJ cares about more right now? Fireworks tomorrow, greatest this city's ever seen, or a damn Top Golf?
Allegedly the greatest fireworks display the city has ever seen. Bag up, Terry. Bag up. To me, that was the greatest fireworks display Memphis has ever seen. Remember Terry?
Let me tell you something about the Jason and John
Remember
show.
Remember Terry?
This segment called The Rundown. I do a little part of it, and then you do a little part of it. And let me tell you where that Top Golf belonged. In the next story.
No, you asked me, what do we need? You said, what does Memphis need? And listen, we can't.
Because you took a dump on fireworks.
Fireworks are fine, but like in the end, like they come and go.
Not the greatest we've ever seen. Then this city puts on some good 4th of July fireworks, pretty much, at several different locations.
Why can't?
So I'm imagining when you say it's going to be one of the best.
Why can't we as a city grow?
Dude, let's move on, Brad. This food, I don't know what he's in, what kind of Friday mood he's in, but it's funky.
I mean,
next story.
What are you talking about?
Why are you?
We're talking about something good for our city. You're back on how we can make it better. Can
yes.
we not just? Yes, we can have the how you make it better conversation. But tomorrow is just a celebration of what we have, of what we where how far we have come in 200 years.
I want to celebrate where we're going.
We got plenty far to go.
I understand that. I want to celebrate where we're going.
Well, come on out tomorrow and you can celebrate that.
I can't. I have prior commitments, Jason. I won't be able to make it. But let me know how that fireworks display goes.
I will.
Next story.
Interesting story. Interesting story over at the University of Memphis football program. A wide receiver named Hunter Hill posted a lengthy statement on Twitter yesterday and basically said he was advised by Mike Norvell to look at other options, look at any other options during their end of semester meeting. Boils down to what it sounds like is Hunter Hill was on scholarship, started in the spring game. Believe he was targeted four times, so maybe was going to be, you know, a part of the wide receiver rotation there for the Tigers, and was basically told that, again, allegedly, according to this statement from him, that his scholarship was being pulled to apply it to a defensive lineman, which was deemed a position of need. Now, according to the Commercial Appeal, attempts to reach Mike Norvell for comment were unsuccessful. A Memphis spokesman confirmed that Hunter Hill has graduated and likely will pursue a graduate transfer. So, interesting story here. He's got a long statement. Like, I mean, it's the longest transfer statement I've ever seen. It says the harsh reality of the business of college sports. Talks about how when he was coming out of high school, it was Memphis or Harvard, and that when he chose Memphis, his family, his friends sort of looked at him weird because he was turning down an Ivy League education, things like that. And now he says, listen, this is the harsh reality of the business of college sports. I no longer have a scholarship at Memphis because they needed a transfer defensive lineman. You know, with these kinds of stories, you know, you always feel like you want to get both sides of it, right? You always feel like there's another side of the coin. But I would also say, you know, scholarships are a semester to semester thing, a year to year thing, in any sport. And sometimes it can be cutthroat. Sometimes, you know, there are situations where, you know, a guy is, I don't like to use the word run off, but there are situations where the staffs encourage them to pursue other options. David Wingett, for example. I mean, David Wingett, did you see, by the way, he's going to South Dakota State?
Yes.
Yeah, he's going to South Dakota State, so that's a good fit for him there. He'll play and, you know, he'll be a factor for them for
might
sure.
Might put up like some Mike Dom shooting numbers later on.
Is he eligible? I mean, I would imagine he's eligible immediately.
Because of a medical retro possibility, yes.
Yeah, I'm assuming because he didn't play at all last year, so I'm assuming that he will be eligible to play immediately. You know, it's unfortunate, and if I was the parent of Hunter Hill, right, if I was the father of Hunter Hill or any kid that had this happen, like, would I be very angry? Would I be, you know, especially if I'm considering, if I'm under the impression that he's going to play and be a part of things, like, what the hell is going on? Of course, I'd be angry, but I also understand that it is college sports and that nothing is ever, you know, nothing's guaranteed. Nothing is ever guaranteed at all whatsoever. So he writes, my advice is to use your time in the recruiting process to ask the hard questions. Don't get misled into the hype and promises that come along with the recruiting process. Find a program where you can have success on the field and when your playing days are done. And to the entire Memphis football family, it's nothing but love coming from Mike Warner. Now, this is the first time we've ever really heard of anything like this under Mike, right? I mean, we've never really heard of complaints like this or scholarships being pulled or anything like that. So you never know. Like, you never know what could go into it. But he did graduate, and I imagine for Mike that's probably something that went into it as well. The fact that he can graduate, transfer, and play somewhere immediately, you got to feel like that was something that went into it as well. But it's an interesting statement. It's on Twitter at the Hunter Hill. It's like I said, it's the longest transfer. I mean, he really breaks it down, man. He has a section for academics. He's got a section for athletics.
Wow.
He's got a section for off the field. I mean, it'd take me 20 minutes to read this thing on the show. But it's interesting, and it's certainly fascinating, and it's another side into college athletics. It's on Twitter at the Hunter Hill.
Next story.
John, have you ever seen a man watched a man lose $30 million?
I don't think I have.
Well, it happened yesterday, I believe, and we saw it out of Klay Thompson, the Golden State Warriors guard, who did not make any of the three All-NBA teams. And as a result of that, he is no longer eligible for the five-year Supermax contract that would have been worth $221 million. Now, I know to us that aren't millionaires, this talk of, you know, losing millions when you're going to make millions doesn't have much of an impact with you. But for a man that could have made $30 million more,
yeah.
And it's based on your selection or not selection to an all NBA team by media.
Yep,
I could understand if you got a little bothered by it. I don't, Brad. Do you have the? This is Klay Thompson, who at the time did not know he had not been selected all NBA, and you can almost hear it in his voice and see it on his face. You won't be able to see the eye roll, but listen.
He made the all NBA team, which would have elevated your potential.
Oh, did it? They already came out?
Yeah, it came out today. You were like right behind Beal. Right behind. Who got 13? Kyrie. But you barely. Yeah, Kemba. Kemba got it. You were a couple.
I mean, that's cool and all, but like, when you go to five straight finals, I respect those guys, but holy, when you go to five straight, I mean, it takes more than just a couple of NBA guys. it's like all-time team, but whatever. That's not. I'd rather win a championship and be third team All NBA. So it's all good.
Do you not like that affects potential contract statuses? You know, All NBA stuff, because that would have elevated you.
Yeah. It is what it is. You know, I can't control it. Do I think there's that many guards better than me in the league? No, but that's the reason why we're still playing. So I don't even want to get into it, honestly.
Clay, how are you able to roll that off your back? Given, I mean, there's money.
Oh no, get that answer.
Ugh,
if you can.
That was where the video ended. I got to go.
Don't worry about that. Cause it was basically, how do you tell yourself then, how are you okay with losing $30 million bucks? And his answer was a one word answer. It was rings. Okay. And that's the way he played it.
Interesting.
But you've got to understand, John.
Yeah.
When they said the name Kemba, you could almost see the eye roll. Now Kemba was the last guy there on that third team.
Yep.
And the guy that Clay could have beat out. So
yep.
You could see in this now, I want to explain it again. He is eligible for a max deal, obviously, in a re-up with Golden State. That's worth $191 million. But if he had been all NBA, he would have been eligible for the super max, which would have put him at $221 million. So in not being selected, and again, the media is what determines that. Media votes what determines it. He loses out on $30 million. He handled that well.
No doubt.
I put it that way. For a guy that, and you could hear it, he was just learning that he hadn't been named to those three teams. Brother, I would have screamed, I hate media, and run out. You know what I mean? But I would have had a hard time running away. Now, I guess maybe when you're a millionaire already.
Mm-hmm. But $30 million,
$30 million, $30 million. That's money you can put up. That's money you can put up for your family. Forget yourself or whatever you're hoping to get. That's money that can help your family be in your wealth and period. We know what that is. And so, again, I mean, I'm going to ask Windhorse this when he joins us at 12:25. These NBA guys that are losing out literally now on tens of millions of dollars because of the media.
No doubt.
Because the media doesn't give them the vote. Man, that'd be a reason to hate a couple of guys in the media, I imagine, if you're Klay Thompson.
But who should vote then?
He handled it well, put it that way.
Because when you put the onus on the players, I mean, how many players are going to, like, might just say, like, their agents may just handle it. You know, like, players, I'm not going to vote. I don't want to have anything to do with this. You know, like, I remember Tony Allen one year. He did like the all-star voting.
Well, remember, he was messing around. Yeah.
And he put in like Luke, what the hell is that guy's name? Luke something. Like some scrub. But he voted Luke. Like, I can't remember what his name is. He played for the Pelicans for a long time. But he voted for him, you know? And that's the thing is like.
But what if in the media you got your faves? You know what I mean?
Guys
you got relationships with, you know what I mean? They give you stuff. And you know how that stuff rolls, man. And they get your vote over a guy that might be more deserving because you've got a closer relationship with him.
Yeah.
To your point, I don't know what the answer is because, to your point, some players may not take this seriously enough just like they did with the All-Star thing. Is it coaches? Do you give it to them to make the determination? Because, again, you'd figure they take it seriously. They realize that their choices in this are going to be worth tens of million dollars to some guys. I don't know what the answer is, but I just – with that media, it's just awfully – you know, media can play favorites, you guys. I mean, I'm not telling you anything new there.
Yep.
And I just wonder, you know, when it's on them, at least from a player standpoint, you got to think there must be a better way.
Here was the end of Clay's statement here.
Rings.
That's it. But it was almost like he was trying to. It was almost like he was trying to convince himself. I will say this again, like the average man in that situation, and again. I wish my agent would have told me before I've gotten into this press scrum. You know what I mean? I just lost out on $30 million, so I kind of got a heads up. But for a guy that was just learning it, again, you know, I can't make $221 million now. The most I can do is $191 million. He handled it pretty well, I thought.
Yeah, he certainly.
Next
did.
Story.
Okay, we are one step closer to the NBA Finals being set. Before we get to Brian Windhorse, last night, Kawhi Leonard just a smooth 35. That's all. Yep. Just a smooth 35, man. Had 35 last night. Raptors win game 5, 105-99. Here's the reality. Giannis had 24, and that's not going to be enough. I mean, it's just not going to be enough.
They're making him look young.
Yeah.
They are making him look young.
You know, this is something that I thought might happen way earlier in the playoffs. I thought this was something that, you know, that would be something that got exposed early in the season and early in the playoffs. It did not. And now, listen, I mean, I think Chris Middleton was 2 of 9. You know, you just cannot afford those kinds of efforts. I mean, you look at what Eric Bledsoe and Malcolm Brogdon did. I mean, they did their parts. You know, that backcourt did their parts other than Chris Middleton. But, you know, that's the thing about it is that for the Bucks to have a chance in this series and a chance to win in the end and get to the finals, Giannis has to have more than 24. Like,
you got
he's got to do more.
You got the box score in front of you from that game?
Yeah, I do.
Did Brogdon started, right?
Yep.
And as a result, for the second straight game, the Raptors bench outscored the Bucks bench. Early in this series, Brogdon was coming off the bench. Now, keep in mind, he's coming back from injury. Mm-hmm. And they've sort of worked him back in.
Yep.
But for the last two games, and the Raptors have won the last three, the Raptors have outscored the Bucks bench. Keep in mind, that was their – yes, you've got Giannis. Yes, Middleton's an all-star and all that. He's kind of been off and on in these playoffs. But that bench had been the difference for them in these playoffs. There's no question about it. And for the first couple of games, first three games, actually, they were outscoring the Raptors. Now, that – it went back the other way in game three where you outscored him. But since then, Fred VanVleet. I mean, last night he's hitting seven threes. All of his points are coming off the three-point line. All of a sudden, it's the Raptors bench. That's Kawhi's going to be Kawhi.
Yep.
But this Raptors bench is what sort of put them over the top these last few games.
Yes,
and
it is.
If they keep that up, look, I don't expect Ibaka to be as good as he was two games ago, and he wasn't last night, and they still win it because Fred VanVleet's giving you 21.
Yep.
If this continues where Raptors' bench is better than Bucks' bench, I'm telling you, a lot of it looks like because you've pushed Malcolm Brogdon up into the starting lineup,
yep,
you're going to lose this series.
Yeah.
They have all the advantage now. The series is going back to Toronto. Drake will be waiting.
Yes,
we know that. He was out in Jurassic Park last night getting him crunked. The game wasn't even there.
He changed his Instagram picture to the daughter of the Milwaukee Bucks owner.
Because she put the she was wearing a Pusha T-shirt last night at the game. It did not help them.
Yeah. I think they're friends, though.
I'm sure they are.
They follow each other on Instagram.
So a little trolling, a little back and forth trolling.
I think it's just a little friendly.
If I'm not mistaken, Drake guaranteed yesterday in Jurassic Park, again, the game wasn't there, but they had their little party, he guaranteed Canada that they would have a team in the NBA Finals.
Yeah. By the way.
Hope you don't mess that up, Drake.
Luke Babbitt was the guy that Tony Allen voted in.
That's right.
Luke, I couldn't remember his damn last name. Appreciate Lewis for
playing too much, Tom.
Sending that in. Yeah, and that was just the beginning. Like, he put a bunch of other dudes in there. I can't remember who they were, but it was like a total joke. And that's there's no perfect system. You know, there's no perfect system. And I'm sure we will talk to Brian Windhorst about all that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
Well, I'm a really big sports person and probably the best sports radio station I've ever heard. I've lived in a lot of different places and thought like heads and shoulders above other places.
Some stations, they give you a chance to win cash four times an hour. Us, it's every hour.
Hey, this is Zach. I just won $1,000 on 92.9 ESPN.
Saddle up. It's Unicorn Cash every hour, weekdays, 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
The sun is shining, you've got a full tank of gas, a restless group of friends, and zero plans for the weekend. You know what that means. Road trip. Only problem is you forgot to deposit your paycheck. You could start your road trip with a bank trip. Nothing wrong with going the classic route. But why not use Regions Mobile Deposit to make a deposit right into your account? For a small fee, you can get immediate availability when you open your Regions Mobile app, select checking, savings, or money market, snap some pictures, click a button or two, and done. Plus, the Regions Mobile app now has fingerprint recognition. Not to mention plenty of other ways to bank on the go. So if your idea of a spontaneous road trip doesn't include a bank trip, Regions has you covered. Because we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Visit regions.com/mobile deposit for terms and details. Regions, member FDIC, data fees may apply.
With our people, tech, and tools, Regions Bank makes life easier. Regions, member FDIC.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. One of the first things clients ask me is, what is my case worth? It depends on the injury, liability, and damages. And in most cases, it depends on the lawyer you hire. All lawyers are not the same. I would like to invite you to visit ForThePeople.com to see what your case might be worth. You will see injuries like yours, offers made by the insurance company, and verdicts made by juries. We try more cases than any firm in America every year, and that's important. Insurance companies know which law firms try cases and which firms settle cheap. Your case value is different in the hands of different lawyers. There was only one Babe Ruth, and then hundreds and hundreds of minor league players. I've been around now a long time, fought countless battles. We are fighters who take on giants. In some cases, you hired your lawyer without doing your research, and you can just as quickly fire them if you now think you made a mistake. You only get one swing at the plate. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs.
Introducing new Firehouse Pears. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side, like the awesome five cheese mac and cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations only, Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face, and there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, he is Brian Windhorst. He's an NBA insider for ESPN, and he joins us now. Brian, appreciate the time as always. Last week, the Grizzlies got incredibly lucky. They jump all the way up to number two. The idea is that they will take Ja Morant with the number two pick. How much does that change the Grizzlies franchise?
Well, he is obviously a very exciting player. You know, I'm not a draft expert, so I can't sit here and say that I've watched him and can detail his strengths and weaknesses. Obviously, I was very impressed with him in the NCAA tournament. How could you not be, especially as he was a playmaker to set up other guys? I've watched some interviews with him and been, you know, surface-level stuff, but impressed with him. And, you know, I talked to some GMs before the lottery who said, even if, you know, I talked to one team in particular that had a really good point guard, and they said if we got lucky and got to number two, we would still take him because we really like him that much. So all conditions are green. I mean, what you want to do is you want to leap up in the lottery a year when it's a good time to be in the top three. It looks like that's the case this time for the Grizzlies. So, you know, terrific break for them. It's something that they needed. They've had some, you know, some bad luck recently. Some they've made some poor decisions, obviously, but they've needed some bad luck. I don't know if he's the type of guy who can be, you know, your number one on a championship level team. I mean, I don't think we can say that yet. So I think they still got a lot of work to do. They got a lot of decisions to make with Mike Conley and stuff like that. Obviously, they have to choose a coach who will help Morant move forward. But there's a lot of stuff you can do in the NBA and then get unlucky and it not matter. They got lucky, and so that's important.
Brian, we hit on this last week, so I don't want to touch on it too much with you. There's so much to get to, but having you, I want your opinion on it. When it comes to the decision to let – I think it was Gavoni that had the report – to let interested parties know that Ja is the guy, was that odd to you? Was it, you know, do you play things close to the vest and maybe not let the Knicks know so much what you're thinking? Was that perfectly fine? What did you think of that decision to sort of let it out that they're going after Ja?
Well, Gavoni says that he's right. The guy's
absolutely.
Track record with teams with draft picks is impeccable.
No doubt.
But I would say the only reason the only thing I could see from a strategic standpoint is that you feel so good about it that you would never even entertain trading it, no matter what, anyway, and that you felt good enough that everybody being number. You know, anybody who was maybe not having him number two, that you're not worried about. Now, if I were to talk to you, like in a class for general managers, where we were in a laboratory and I could say everything without worrying about circumstances, I would say that ideally You don't want anybody to ever know what you're doing. You want to keep it up in the air, and the information you keep to yourself. And there's 100 different reasons why that potentially you could have gotten a look at some other top five picks who could come in and work out for you. But the reality is, I think most people would know that that he's probably going to go to Memphis. So in this particular situation, I'm not sure that there was anything really materially lost.
That's where I've come on, is where you landed right now. Now what we know Ja does is give the Grizzlies potentially flexibility, obviously, when it comes to trading. Mike, Brian, I love always asking this. When it comes to, like, what they should be expecting in return, a framework, player, a pick, I mean, what do you think is reasonable to expect for in a Mike Conley deal?
Well, it's a humongous salary.
Because of the money, yes.
Yeah, so it's. I mean, there are teams out there with cap space who you wouldn't have to necessarily match the same amount of offer. You know, you wouldn't have to do a straight trade. But I find it highly doubtful that you'd be able to do that just for a draft pick. That team who's taking on, I think it's like $37 million or so in the next 2 years. I think for the upcoming year, it's like $32 million if you wait till the new year to do it. It's unlikely that you could do a straight trade for that. I mean, I'm sure that the Grizzlies, if there was a draft pick that they could get that they felt was worthy and they could get off that $60 million, Robert Perry would be doing backflips down down Beal. Yeah. But, more likely, I think that it's a player draft pick combination. The quality of the player, the amount of money that the Grizzlies would have to take back, all these things would affect that. I mean, I think this is what happened with the negotiations with Marc Gasol that were going out there, I think, with Charlotte. Depending on the other aspects of the deal, it depends on how good the draft pick you get, and this is why deals take weeks sometimes to negotiate. So I think the key thing here is that if you're trading for Mike Conley, you're not having to sign him. You're not having to give a four-year commitment.
Yeah.
You're not having, Kemba Walker, for example. Kemba Walker is a really good player. He's just had the best year of his career. They're not, their play types aren't similar, but their quality of player are similar. You know, lower, second tier all-star type player. I don't think Conley's ever made an All-NBA team, but, Conley and Kemba are comparable. And if you're looking at one or the other, you certainly have to give up assets to get Conley, but you wouldn't have to have Conley, under contract for potentially 4 years. So there are advantages for maybe a team like the Lakers, although I think they like their point guard, where I could see them entertaining, having Conley, because even in a year, if you wanted to retrade him in a year, you probably could. So we go on and on and around, but I think his market is going to be highly negotiable. He's going to be worth different things to different teams, and that's what makes putting a trade together for him pretty complicated. Yeah.
We are, of course, talking to Brian Windhorst of ESPN. And then the last thing on the Grizzlies here, Brian, obviously they need a coach. They're still looking for a coach. They've done several interviews. You've reported on at least one candidate. How much more appealing does – I mean, maybe it's a question that answers itself, but how much more appealing does getting the number two pick – how much more appealing does that make the situation? How much does that sort of widen the candidate pool for the Memphis Grizzlies?
It's a good question. I don't think with the type of candidates they're looking for, which a lot of them would be first-time coaches, I don't think it makes that big of a difference. I think if anything, it makes you wonder who would potentially be good working with him. Yessa Cavicius is a interesting name because – there's a lot of people that think really highly of him, as I'm sure you guys have discussed. He was interviewed by the Raptors last year. The Raptors wanted to make him Nick Nurse's lead assistant when they decided not to hire him as head coach. They really firmly believe a lot in him. He's still a young coach. He doesn't have a lot of experience. You'd be rolling the dice a little bit with that. He's also a guy, I don't know him that well, but I did cover him a little bit when he played in the league. He's a very intense guy, very, very intense. Does not put up with a lot of crap. Would be the type of guy who is, trying to guys to compare him to, but very intense guy, my guess is, on the sideline, because that's how the type of player he was, no-nonsense player. You have to decide whether that's the best fit you know, for your organization at this time with a team that you want to be a young team. The other thing is you know, I think one of the things that teams have noticed in years is over the years is that, you know, is there an untapped resource with these European coaches? And the Cavs tried it with David Blatt, and it didn't work out. And it's very clear that this is something that the Grizzlies are attracted to. The fact that they have Igor on their list, and I think Messina from the Spurs has been on their list. They are very interested in a European coach. And if you're Jesse Kavicius, and this is kind of what I've been told, is that, you know, if the Grizzlies make an offer to him, he has the reality that this may be the only chance he gets. There's only been a couple of European coaches hired in the NBA. Igor was the first one who was actually a true European. David Blatt was essentially European, but he's from Massachusetts,
right.
You know, and he went to Princeton. He's an American, although I'll tell you, knowing him, he's a European. if you pass on an opportunity, you may not get one for 15 years,
right.
If you get one at all. I mean, Messina has been trying to get a coaching job. He's been assistant coach in the NBA for like 8 or 10 years. It hasn't been able to get a chance yet. So, you know, I think there's some feeling that Šarūnas isn't sure that he's ready for it, but at the same time, I don't know if he can pass it up. So these are the things that I don't know, but I guess are what kind of going on.
Very interesting. Which one's going to go better, Brian? LeBron's recruitment of guys for Space Jam or his recruitment of guys for the Lakers?
Well, you know, the thing about Space Jam is, you know, Giannis said no. You know, and mm-hmm. and the thing about it is you just keep, you know, Giannis has his reasons, and you know, whatever. I just think it's easy to make that statement and say that he wasn't able to get Giannis, and, you know, he may not be able to get Kawhi, maybe I'll not get Durant, and you use it against LeBron and say, boy, nobody wants to be in his movies, nobody wants to play with him, et cetera. It's obviously more complicated than that.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of layers of nuance to it. Like, we don't know what roles these guys are being offered. Were they offered the role where LeBron dunks on their head? Well, I don't think I'd want to sign up for that either. And, you know, if I'm a free agent, it's not just, oh, I'm going to play with LeBron. It's how do you feel about the Lakers? What about being on another team? So it's very easy to reduce it down and say, boy, LeBron is a failure. And if people want to do that, they can. I would just say this. Getting free agents is really hard. Electing to build your team through free agency really narrows your window down. You can hit a home run, but when you strike out, it can be painful. And the Lakers have had a lot of striking out. They did hit a home run with LeBron, but clearly, it takes more than just having LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
We are, of course, talking to Brian Windhorst of ESPN. NBA media members cost Klay Thompson $30 million. And I realize there's probably no perfect system. Like, there's no whether you give it to the players. Because I remember when they gave it to the players for All-Star voting, right? And Tony Allen's voting in Luke Babbitt. You know, like, so there's no perfect system. But is there a better way, Brian? Have you thought about, you know, potentially better ways to do this?
Well, the thing about it is, when you have people say, well, look, A, B, and C should have made the All-NBA team, I say, okay, cool, dude. Who's coming off of it?
Right, right.
Right, so, like, when you say, oh, so-and-so should make first-team All-Defense, okay, cool, that's your opinion. Make sure you also say who should come off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's part of it. And this All-NBA thing, like, the owners sat down with the players, and they looked at each other across the table eye to eye, and the owners said to the players, I don't trust you when it comes to this Supermax because you guys could get together and vote a guy in just to get him paid. And the players looked over and said, I don't trust you. You guys could get together and keep a guy off a team because you don't want to pay him. And so they basically don't trust each other.
Yep.
And, my God, you can't trust the fans because the fans were trying to vote Zaza Pachulia into the All-Star game. So basically, the media, those slime bag idiot and don't know what they're talking about media members, are the best bad option for doing this. And you know, I've talked to the union about this, and basically, like, this is where they're at. So, like, the players who want to say that, you know, it should be one thing, it should be the other, that's cool. If they want to come up with a better system, I'm ready to sit here and listen to it. And for media members to say that they don't want the responsibility, well, then you don't have to vote. Every year the league says to you, do you want to vote? And you can say, no, I don't want it. So even the media members who complain about it, they can walk off with it too. So what I can do is my role is first off, be educated on the decision,
right,
know exactly what's at stake, and then vote in that direction, and then and fully research it and give your best, and my votes will become public. The players voting for their awards. You know, last year I think James Harden finished like third or fourth in the Players Award MVP. I didn't see their votes being public. If they want to do it that way, please do. But you know, this is just the reality that we're at. It's not perfect, but this is what they've agreed on.
Who's a championship contender sooner, Brian? The Knicks or the Lakers? Do you think this stuff happens with the Knicks and every KD and Irving come? What are your, you know, is it going to happen that quickly or no? What do you think?
Well, the Knicks have the potential to do some amazing things this summer, but potential is just that.
That's all.
You
it
know,
is,
it's not
right?
It's not reality. The Lakers actually have a superstar player sitting on their team, open cap space, and a high draft pick. Yep. So until we get to July 5th or 8th or whatever, when the core of the teams are set, you know, I don't know. I also don't think that the Knicks and the Lakers front offices have a long history of executing at the highest level. So we can go on and on for the next 6 weeks talking about this. It's one of the things that makes the NBA exciting. I will say this. The NBA is a weaker place when L.A. and the Knicks are out of the playoffs, and they have been
Very
now
true.
For like 5 years running. And
yep.
anybody who ever would ever think that there's conspiracy when it comes to the lottery, the final four of the lottery were the two smallest markets in the lottery
yes.
and the two biggest markets. And the two smallest markets finished third, fourth, or the two biggest markets finished third, fourth, the
yeah.
smallest finished 1-2. I promise you with as much conviction as I ever could, if the league could have made it differently, they would have had Zion going to New York or L.A.
100%.
I promise you. It's no offense to Memphis. It's
just
that TV ratings are down. They need those markets.
Right, and they'd rather have Ja go to the Lakers or whatever. Yeah, either way it goes.
You know we were screaming here, Brian.
Last thing, Brian, before we let you go. I know you're an NBA guy, but here in Memphis, it's unprecedented times because Penny Hardaway, his staff, obviously that includes Mike Miller, they have put together the number one recruiting class in America. Sounds like it's going to stay that way. Just your thoughts on and you're starting to sort of see a trend, right? Juwan Howard at Michigan, you know, former NBA players. It seems like you're seeing more and more
Stackhouse.
With Jerry Stackhouse at Vanderbilt. You're seeing more and more colleges sort of go that direction.
Yeah, these are trends that go one way or another. You know, for a while, colleges were hiring sort of NBA coaches who were fired. Kelvin Sampson, Avery Johnson. So here's the thing. I think Penny, and I don't really honestly know, but I think Penny was in a remarkably good position because he was so in-depth, in deep in the AAU circuit. And I think if I'm also not mistaken, again, this is not my priority, but there were some players from the Memphis area or had ties to players from the Memphis area that helped Memphis become very attractive.
Yep.
And so I think it's more of a perfect storm. And so the challenge for Penny is keeping that momentum going. I would say this, Mike Miller, who I covered both in Miami and Cleveland, is one of the best guys I've ever met on the NBA scene, and he's one of the most well-liked guys. So to be able to have that guy on my staff and bring him in as part of recruiting is a major asset. And there were a lot of teams that wanted Mike Miller on their coaching staff, NBA teams, and the fact that Penny was able to get him. And really the reason Penny got him was because Mike and his family love Memphis. They love living in Memphis. I mean, I've talked to him about this. He really wanted to either work for the Grizzlies or for the University of Memphis. And so terrific culmination of events to have that happen. And now the Tigers just have to actually go and pay it off. But I don't think that you could recreate the situation that has fallen in their favor.
No question about it. Brian, always appreciate the time and
Thank you,
good
Brian.
Weekend.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Yep, he is Brian Windhorst, covers the NBA for ESPN. Always appreciate his time.
That's great.
Yeah, it is a perfect storm. No doubt about that. Definitely a perfect storm, and it is paying off in a major way. Chris Mannix is going to join us at 1 o'clock, and then Will Coleman will be in here. So lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, 92.5 ESPN.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 1 p.m.
Hey, it's John Martin. Join me for Zoo Brew. It's tonight at the Memphis Zoo, starting at 7. Over 100 kinds of beer to sample. Get tickets at the door. See you there.
Are you tired of standing in line to pay your bills? Advanced Financial offers free bill pay. You can pay your gas, electric, water, cable, phone, or any other bill at Advanced Financial, and we won't charge you a penny. And because Advanced Financial is always open, you can pay your bills on your time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Visit one of our 24/7 locations for free bill pay today. Advance Financial, welcome.
Finding a quality staff for a business owner is one of the toughest tasks on your day-to-day grind. But what if I told you I could give you a company that can help that task go away and help you focus on making your business as successful as it can be? A company that's locally owned and operated for over 30 years. A company that knows how to put the right people in the right places. That company, PSC Staffing. Over 30 years in Memphis, they have great customer service. They'll get back to you on the same day. They can custom tailor a staffing solution for all of your business's needs, whether it's light industrial, clerical, nursing, professional placement, drivers, or construction, they do it all. My friend Chris Bramlett over at PSC Staffing can absolutely help you out. So give them a call today, 901-794-6144, or visit their website, pscstaffing.com. Hey, listen, I know these guys. I trust these guys. These guys can get the job done. My friend Chris Bramlett over at PSC Staffing, 794-6144, PSC Staffing, pscstaffing.com. Help your business grow today.
Hey, this is John Martin. I'm back to tell you about my favorite spot in Memphis, the Blue Monkey. In case you've forgotten, and you shouldn't forget, they have great burgers, some of the best in Memphis, especially the barbecue bacon burger with black Angus meat topped with melted cheddar cheese, crisp bacon, and tangy barbecue sauce. And also, don't forget steak night every Tuesday at the downtown location and Thursday at the midtown location. They offer a 7 or 10 ounce filet or 12 ounce and 16 ounce prime rib that is slow roasted and just plain awesome. On steak night, they also feature a choice of salad and a side. They got house-made ranch dressing and the twice-baked potato. I recommend both. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. And find them on the web at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Plus live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown on Friday night, the Driftwood Ramblers. On Saturday, it's Doc Fangas.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay offer in 6/21/19. Restrictions apply to business customers. Only 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
You always test the water, don't you? Whenever you get into the shower or the bathtub, you always make sure the water is not too hot so you don't get burnt. And the same thing is true if you're thinking of selling your home. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Marks Bensdorf Realtors, celebrating 150 years in business. Back to the hot water. When you or someone you know is thinking of selling, make sure and test the water. Talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers to find out not only what they think about your house and the price, but what they will do for you. And make sure that I am one of them. I have an award-winning, highly successful strategic marketing program with a Shellbucks option that can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. You can reach me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Find out why people often say that when you want the job done, call Shell Done. Between the internet marketing, our nationwide relocation business, and the Shellbucks, you definitely need to call me at Shell Done Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now and don't get burnt.
Hit the green with today's Perks deal. Get half off 2 rounds of golf, each with cart rental, range balls, and meal from Riverbend Links. Get yours today at GetMyPerks.com.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I paid the cost of being born. Look at me. You know what to see. See a bad mother.
Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zellner. That is where you know you are always going to save between 50 and 80% off mattresses and furniture. Our man Michael's been in the business for over 18 years. It's because of that time and because of that experience, that he's got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And they've been voted Memphis' most best mattress store by Regional Commercial Field for 4 years in a row.
That's right. They're an authorized sort of mattress and Simmons Beauty Sleep mattress dealer. Michael's got it all. You don't have to worry about it. They've also sold and specialized in the Serta Perfect Sleep or the Serta Eye Comfort, the Beautyrest Silver and Platinum, and the Beautyrest Black Line as well. So like we said, Michael's got you covered. You're going to pay the best price in town because when you mention you heard it on Jason and John, heard them boys talking about Sleepy's Ease. Michael's owner's going to give you 10% more off those already deeply discounted prices. So you're going to love that. You're going to sleep well. They're located at 2790 Kirby Whitten Road at the corner of Summer Avenue next to Hollywood Theater. You can visit them online, do your homework, SleepyZZZS.com. Again, SleepyZZZS.com. Sleepy's Ease by Michael Zunner, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
So tomorrow, Game 6 is going to take place between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Toronto Raptors.
Yep, Bucks in trouble.
And there is, you called my attention to this. There are prop bets out there about Drake. About Drake and his presence at this game. I think the guy looks like a jackass. I'm being honest with you. I don't think it's funny. I think it's corny as hell. Like the way he, you know, just sort of believes he has like his run of the place. Like honestly, he can sit down. I wish he would sit down.
Well, he does have his run of the place because he's like an ambassador for them. He's like an employee of the Raptors. So he does kind of, and you know, he has a locker as well.
Yeah.
And so he does kind of have his run of the place.
I ain't gonna lie to you. To me, it's pretty insufferable.
I understand where you're coming from because it looks like he's doing a whole bunch of wild cheerleading, basically. But you got to understand, too, that his name's on the training center. And if you saw him in Jurassic Park last night, that little area outside of the arena where the fans gather that can't be inside, and he had them going crazy. And so if you're the Raptors, you love it.
Yeah.
Because all it is Drake on national television hyping up your squad. It's just more, you know, publicity for you. And so I get that point of it.
Yeah, here he is on SportsCenter.
Listen, we have the best player. We have the best fans in the whole NBA, in the whole world. Look around you. Look at this. We created this. This didn't exist before we were here. Look around at the square. I promise you right now, we did this. Doesn't matter what anybody says. They can say it's disrespectful. They can say it's this and that. Everybody's within the rules. Everybody's doing their thing. All we are is proud and passionate. We are like a college sports team. The Toronto Raptors are a college sports team, I promise you. I love Toronto. I love this team. And we're going to the NBA.
Okay. So, I mean, he's taking all the credit for getting it to the lit level that it's at, you know.
College sports team.
We created
team.
This.
Okay. And
some of his reasoning is just, it makes you, But, again, there's a method to it, to this mess, is what I would tell you.
Over at sportsbetting.ag, there are these prop bets on Drake. Will Drake touch Nick Nurse during the Game 6 broadcast? The answer is no, because he's been told not to do it again. That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer is no, and you're not getting anywhere near close to good odds on that. It's minus 500, so you'd have to bet 500 to win 100. If you say no, which he will not. He has been told. I don't know by who. Whether it's, you know, it probably wouldn't be Nick Nurse, right? It'd be somebody else. He's been told not to do that again in the middle of a game.
By a Raptors front office, that again.
Yeah, hey, like he's coaching, you know. Like
probably send him an email on the Raptors email. Yeah. Dude, he's an employee.
Will Giannis speak to Drake during the Game 6 broadcast?
He hates Drake. I'm sure he does.
Yeah, he's
not. Because Drake's been talking Matt Cash stuff to him when he airballs the free throws.
No, I don't think Giannis will talk to him. No, I don't think Giannis will say anything to him. And again, that's even worse odds. It's minus 700.
Mm.
That he will not speak to him.
He will not. I'm telling you. Yeah. Giannis is in beast mode right now.
Yeah.
As he said, he's pissed, as what he said last night.
Now, he wasn't in beast mode last night.
But he is now
certainly going to try to reclaim it on Saturday. How many free throws will Giannis miss in Game 6? I guess that could be related to Drake. I don't know.
It's a key weakness for him right now. It's hurting him.
Over 3.5, under 3.5.
Yeah.
I'd say over.
Probably a good bet.
Yeah. I mean, because he's going to get to the free throw line quite a bit. Will Drake's upper piece of apparel at Game 6 have a hood on it?
You can really bet on this.
You can bet on this, I guess, on this website. I have no idea. I wouldn't touch that.
I'd go yes.
Okay. Will Drake cross the sideline and step onto the court during the Game 6 broadcast?
Yes.
Because he
needs that camera on him. He's looking for the camera when he's doing this, y'all.
Yeah, and the camera's finding him, you know?
Well, I know. And that, again, if you're the Raptors, that's good. All publicity, good publicity. That's what you want.
How many times will the TNT broadcast team say Drake during game six?
Oh, my gosh.
Over-under is 2.5. I will say under.
Wait a minute. How many times will the TNT broadcast team say his name?
Yes.
Over.
I will say under. I would part with you there.
He's going to make them say it.
I think they will try to. It's like you don't acknowledge a streaker on the field.
But they do.
Will TNT studio team say Drake during halftime show of game six?
Of course they will. They're going to say it a bunch. Here's the other reason. John, haven't you seen Aaron Rodgers, the Bucks, because they're following this stuff.
Yep.
The NBA knows we eat up the drama. Absolutely.
Now that was great. That was great theater last night with the offensive lineman, Dave Bakhtiari, and Aaron Rodgers. I really enjoyed that. That was fun for me. Did you enjoy it as much as I did?
I like how Bakhtiari, after Aaron was a little wimp on his.
Goodness gracious.
He comes back with the second one and he gives you the rest and I was like, here we go.
He just inhaled that beer.
I mean, that man, he's a man's man, I can tell.
Yeah, like, I mean, where is he from? He's got to be.
David Bakhtiari?
I'm assuming, I don't know where he's from, but I'm going to assume he's from, like, Wyoming or Iowa or something like that.
He's going to have a hard lot on his hands with these Chicago Bears this
week. He's from San Mateo, California. Would not have, but he went to Colorado. I would imagine they probably party pretty hard there.
Were you disappointed in Aaron Rodgers' attempt?
Oh, I don't even know what that.
Chug a beer.
I mean, that was embarrassing.
That looked like he's having a glass of wine.
That frankly looked like me the first time I tried to drink a beer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I was like, I hold my finger up, can't do it. The first beer I ever had was a Bud Light Lime. And it was the first beer I ever had.
Man, you young as hell, Bud Light.
Dude, I mean,
I don't even think that came out till 99.
But let's see, Bud Light
Bro.
Lime. That's how old I mean, I'm
2000 and I'm 27. Then those come out?
I am 27 years old. I'll be 28 in July. So I'm
okay,
not.
You had a little sweet Bud Light with the lime in it for your first one.
I turned 21 in 2000 and I can't remember. 2012.
Daddy pumping the Kangol.
We will be here all day with your math. Just stop. Just go ahead with the story.
I'm just saying, like, that's how I look. That's how I thought it was the most disgusting thing ever. And that's how Aaron Rodgers looked last night. You can't even chug. You can't chug one like half pint draft beer, bro, and you play for the Packers. You play quarterback for the Packers. I mean, Brett Favre is shotgunning Coors Light somewhere right now.
The fact that Aaron Rodgers could—I'll just go on the way he chugged—should disqualify him from any Game of Thrones extra stuff. You can't chug a beer like he did and be on Game of Thrones. You understand what I'm saying? Because those are some beer chugging folks back in that time. You understand? And he's sipping on that thing like he can barely take it down his gullet. Weak. Weak.
Now people are tweeting me saying that I would not be saying these things about Drake if Moneybagg Yo or Yo Gotti is doing this next year in Memphis games. First of all, they ain't going to do that. Moneybagg Yo and Yo Gotti are not going to act like that at a Memphis game. They're going to chill. They're going to watch the game. They're going to cheer. They're not going to get up and start massaging Penny Hardaway. You know, they're just not going to be doing that.
Well, that's because most, let's face it, most mega stars like Drake is aren't about all drawing all that attention to themselves because it already comes. Drake is out like you can literally tell he feels like the guy's got a job as their number one cheerleader to go out of his way. Most mega stars aren't going to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to push the attention away.
Right.
Because you're tired. You don't want the paparazzi. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They operate in the opposite manner.
I just think, you know, when you're that into it. Plus, I mean, the fact that he has a million different teams he roots for, I think that kind of diminishes it. Like, if it was like your one team, you know, like that was like your true passion in life.
This is what I would say. Drake, with all due respect, you stay away from this number one recruiting class in the country, and you stay away from madness and from this team.
Well, he'll stay away from madness. We know that.
See, that's the one thing I can think the Raptors got working against them up 3-2 here with it going back to Toronto is Drake. Because everything he touches eventually loses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so anyway, interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens in Game 6 and how many times the broadcast team says Drake.
A lot, bro. Yeah. They're into it.
All right, when we come back, Chris Mannix is going to join us. We will talk to Chris Mannix about the NBA, about Mike Conley, John Morant. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
Memphis, Tennessee, the beautiful land in the world.
92.9 FM, ESPN, a radio.com sports station.
The Live Love Memphis Group is the official realtor of the Memphis Grizzlies. They've sold over 1,100 houses in 10 years.
And now she's sold mine, John. The website is livelovememphis.com. The phone number is 901-685-6000. The person I asked for is Jennifer Carstensen. She took care of me. She's going to take care of you, too.
Now, at a number one volume sales leader in Memphis, Wolf Chase Toyota. Shop our giant selection of new Toyota Highlanders, Camrys, RAV4s, Tacomas, and Avalons. Save with our strongest offers ever during the Summer Starts Here event. Plus, get no-cost, two-year, 25,000-mile Toyota care when you buy at Wolf Chase Toyota, Germantown Parkway in Cordova, wolfchasetoyota.com.
Claim based on 2018 sales reported by TFS. Toyota care provided by Toyota. Offers expire 5/31/19.
Hey, guys, time to get ready for summer. Now, if you've done your part at the gym, it's time to let University Plastic Surgery Group help you with that little extra push. It's called Cool Sculpting. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. University Plastic Surgery Group can help you achieve your workout goals because they're going to target the trouble areas. It's a 45 to 60 minute procedure.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.